Like a patchwork?
Quilt.
Okay. Do you distinguish between a quilt and a comfort, or a comforter?
Comfort we call it. Yes, ma'am, I do. Ornette, a quilt, it's just, generally speaking, is usually a homemade thing, made of patchwork quilt, you know. And a comfort is, I see it as, when you sort of glorified quilt, it's stuffed with eiderdown or something of that kind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we make a difference between them.
What do you call a bed made up on the floor?
A pallet, that's what you mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you call flat, low-lying land along a stream or a river?
Bottoms.
What do you call low-lying grassland?
Low-lying grassland? I guess you're speaking of meadow. We don't use the term meadow great here around here.
Okay. What do you call lowland and inland country that's covered with water? Cypress trees grow up out of it.
Well, swamp, you mean? Yeah.
What do you call grass that grows along a river, or maybe by the ocean or around a lake? Tall grass.
Swamp grass, you mean? Right?
Okay. Let's see, what do you call the grass that begins with an M that grows all around mud flats and things like that? Marshes?
Marsh grass, but
you don't have anything around here that you call marsh?
No, we don't. We call them swamps and that's it. They okay. Don't have those vast marshlands that you have down on the coast.
Yeah, I think that's probably a coastal term. Mm. What do you call rich black soil? Do you have a term for it?
Fertilizer, I would.
Okay. What do you call a sand-clay mixture? No term for that. Okay. Some people want to get water out of the swamp, and so they are what the swamp?
Drain.
Mm-hmm. And to get the water out, they may have to cut a drainage.
Ditch.
What do you call a shallow arm of the sea that has a current?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a small freshwater stream?
A branch is a term here.
Okay. And is a branch the littlest one?
That's the smallest I know.
Okay.
A branch, a creek, and a river.
Okay, so a creek is bigger than a branch,
yes,
and then a river is bigger than a creek.
That's okay. Just generally speaking, you see some creeks that are bigger than some rivers at certain points, but that's the general term.
Okay. What do you call a channel in a road or a field that's been cut by a stream or by rain?
Gully.
What are the names of some of the streams and rivers and creeks and branches in the neighborhood?
Here in this county? Well, we have on one side the Savannah River, and on the other side the Broad River, and they come together down what we call the Point.
Well, the Savannah River forms the boundary between Georgia and
South Carolina, yes. And then we have, that's the two rivers, and we have Beaver Dam Creek, Little Beaver Dam Creek, Coldwater Creek, Little Coldwater Creek, and Cattail Branch, and Pickens Creek, and Falling Creek, that's right, Shin, Tan Yard Branch, that's an old carryover in the name, that's right, back in courthouse there, and Deep Creek, Dove's Creek, that ought to be enough creek.
You certainly have a lot of them. Do you like to fish, Mr. Wilcox?
No.
Do people fish in these?
Oh, yes, they have lots of ponds and all. They do a lot of fishing around here. Mm-hmm. Last time I went fishing, I thought it was going to be a nigger home to clean when there wasn't. I never did take it that boat.
That's a good reason. Let's see.
You better delete that.
What's something that's higher than a hill?
A mountain.
Okay. And what do you call a place where a road crosses a mountain?